News time here on KCIM. Let's check in with News Director Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. A Briarcliff University student is facing several charges for allegedly forging checks and using them to pay for sex acts. Woody Gottberg reports.
20-year-old Davian Sandifer of Austin, Texas is charged with five counts each of forgery, soliciting prostitution, and criminal transmission of a contagious or infectious disease. Harlan police took a report that five males between the ages of 17 and 19 had been paid with forged checks to engage in sexual acts with Sandifer at his Briarcliff dorm room. Court documents show the checks made out to the teens range from $30,000 to $600,000. The DCI searched Sandifer's dorm room and found checks and check stubs that matched the checks given to the five teens from Harlan, along with other fake checks. Sandifer was taken to the Woodbury County Jail. That's where he's being held on $5,000 bond. Woody Gottberg, Radio Iowa, Sioux City.
The seventh appeal seems to be the end of the road for a 28-year-old Carroll man who was convicted in June of 2010 for sexually assaulting a child. In June of this year, the Iowa Court of Appeals ruled that the possibility of future post-conviction relief action on claims of ineffective counsel made by Jesse Neitzel could be brought in the future. On Wednesday, however, the Supreme Court rejected the appeal, sending it back to the lower court for them to administer the final ruling. Documents filed by the clerk of the Supreme Court state that the appeals court is now directed to proceed in the manner required by law and consistent with the opinion of the court. Neitzel was 16 years old when it was alleged he had sexually abused a 7-year-old child. He was later found guilty of the Class B forcible felony and sentenced to 25 years in prison with a mandatory minimum of 17 and a half years. Since that conviction and sentencing, he has been filing appeals. The seventh was brought about after his own counsel wrote, in light of counsel's ethical duty to the tribunal to present meritorious and non-frivolous evidence and argument, counsel cannot join with the applicant's petition for post-conviction relief and takes no position to argue the same. Neitzel had claimed the attorney was ineffective in allowing the action to be dismissed. The Jefferson Police Department has little to go on, but it is investigating an assault report. Officers were notified of the incident at approximately 2:46 p.m. Wednesday. A woman contacted law enforcement and told them that while she was walking in the 800 block of North Cedar Street, she was struck from behind and assaulted while she lay on the ground. Because of the nature of the attack, the victim could not provide a description of her assailant to the authorities. Glidden residents are invited to put their artistic talents on display for a good cause beginning later this month. City Hall is teaming up with art and shop students from Glidden-Ralston High School to create dozens of 4-foot-tall wooden snowmen templates. Administrator Brooke Peterson says the templates will be available for a small fee to residents to decorate and showcase in town.
Each of the residents can come in. You can purchase it for $25, decorate it however you'd wish, and then display it on the front of your house or business. And we actually do have a judging going around. December 16th is going to be the judging for those.
Prizes will be awarded to the most creative entries with a $50 Casey's gift card for first place, a $25 card for second, and a $10 card for third. Peterson adds any money raised from the contest will be used to benefit individuals in the community.
All proceeds are going to go to energy assistance and senior meal programs, which are through the city. We have more information about the senior meals program on our website as well that we've added onto the volunteers page about asking for volunteers to drop off meals for the seniors and encouraging other seniors in our community to take advantage of this program as well.
Only a limited number of snowmen will be available, so she encourages people interested in joining the friendly competition to reserve theirs as soon as possible by calling City Hall at 712-659-3010. Regional residents and businesses continue to come together through the St. Anthony Building Hope campaign in support of the Cancer Center being built on the St. Anthony campus. Owners of Templeton Hardware, Glenn and Mary Ann Rieselman, have recently made a generous donation of $10,000 to the effort. The couple has been personally impacted by cancer, so there was no hesitation on their part when they were asked to contribute. It's just the right thing to do. We are glad that we could help, Mary Ann said. And the University of Iowa wants to buy more land in North Liberty. The Iowa Board of Regents is being asked next week to approve spending nearly $2.2 million for about 22 acres adjacent to 38 acres the university already owns north-northwest of its Iowa City campus. It's unclear what the university has planned for the land, and officials have declined to outline the university's intentions. A sign that's long been in place on the 38 acres says a University of Iowa healthcare facility is coming soon. The 22 acres are owned by a church. And that's your 7 o'clock news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
I like the story about the snowman in Glidden. Lakeview has done something like that with sailboats and things like that in the past. So, but remember, it is a friendly competition. There's no wagering on this, right?
Yes. No. You can't take it to Wild Rose Casino and enter it into the betting on that. No. There won't be odds.
Who are the odds on favorite? And please keep it all above board.
Yeah.
You know,
yes. Be creative, but, you know,
within
be conscious
reason.
Of...
I never thought that those rules would ever have to be vocalized, but some, you know, we've done some contests. We're like, yeah, okay, let's tamp down some of the things that are going on here.
Yeah. I know. I have that. Just one that pops into my mind is I used to do a lot of painting, and I did paint a scene that's pretty famous, and it's a two snowmen, and one has their little stick arms up in the air, and the other one's holding a blow dryer on him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that. Somebody can steal that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a Chantel Grove original, people, right there.
Not original. I think it's far side.
Yeah. Thanks for the update, Chantel. Well, you can find all the news available online at 1380kcim.com. And, of course, it's updated throughout the day, along with funeral announcements, weather radar, and sports. It's all right there and free, ready for you.